Welcome to Security Intelligence, IBM's weekly cybersecurity podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kaczynski, and today we have another bonus episode for you. This one digs into an aspect of AI security that I believe needs a little more attention. I'm talking about identity and access management. I spend a lot of time on r/scams. Fake checks, fake warrants, pig butchering, that guy whose mom was convinced she was dating a member of K-pop group BTS. The list goes on and on. Valid account abuse, aka hijacking a real person's account, is one of the most common ways that attackers break into systems, accounting for 30% of the incidents that IBM's X-Force responded to last year. And now there's a whole new wrinkle. An explosion in machine identities, specifically AI identities. If you think it's hard to keep people out of trouble, generative AI is a perfect victim, often highly privileged in the enterprise context, but even less self-aware. How do we facilitate secure access for AI identities so that they can do everything they need to, but not more than they should? As it turns out, it's a lot harder to figure this out than it is for their human coworkers. By the end of this episode, I think you'll have a good idea. So let's dig in.
Think machine identity as a sort of digital identities, digital credentials, APIs, service account used by applications, devices, and non-human entities as a broader aspect of that.
That's Sridhar Mupidi, CTO for IBM Security.
I lead the technical architecture, innovation, and working with clients on all things security for IBM.
These kinds of machine identities have been with us for a long time.
Look at the example of what happened recently with the U.S. Treasury hack. It was basically a compromised API credential that was used to get access to some sensitive information, right?
Part of what makes machine identities so attractive is that they tend to have pretty high-level permissions. Service accounts, for example, often grant automated processes like data backups broad privileges because we just want to make sure they work.
Unlike humans, right, machine identities don't have the necessarily empathy associated with it, what is right and what is wrong. So when somebody's asking a question, they're quickly giving the answer, right? And that's the behavior that attackers like and exploit that.
And now we've got some new machine IDs reporting for duty. AI identities, specifically the generative AI and agentic AI IDs, born of the large language model revolution.
These generative identities have identities that need to talk to your ecosystem. So that's one type of identities that we're seeing, right? The other type of identities are the agentic identities. These are autonomous agents that can take actions like scheduling meetings or making API calls or automating systems, often with human delegated permissions, but sometimes not, right? So these are the two predominant systems that we see out there.
We sometimes grant similar permissions to more classical machine identities like service accounts and APIs, but AI tools behave quite differently.
These are non-deterministic and entities which are working autonomously. As a result, they are continuing to learn and do more and more things. Think about it as a teenager with a credit card. You give them the credit card, you expect the right behavior out of this. But be surprised what you find out of that. Agents are very similar to that. They are non-deterministic to a certain extent, and they're evolving. So as a result, they may suffer from scope creep. I've asked the system to do something, but it easily can do something else that could pose a risk, right?
It's difficult to rein generative AI in without destroying what makes it useful in the first place. The ability to take orders in plain English, create new content, and take action with minimal guidance. Our existing identity and access management systems aren't really set up for something like this, which straddles the line between the individual freedom of human users and the more constrained machine IDs of yore.
The traditional IAM systems are designed for humans that are able to request for access, be able to do a job for a certain amount of time, and over a period of time, be able to track their behavior and even delete it in some cases, right? Whereas these agentic identities don't have the same characteristics. So you have to govern them differently.
But govern them how? In traditional identity and access management, we have well-defined best practices. AI identity management doesn't really have any of that yet.
There's no standards in this space, right? It took a long time for the human identity to come to a point that we are able to go and do things like authentication and MFA. There is no concept of MFA for machine identities or agentic identities. There's no universal way of multiple vendors talking to each other.
When a human user does something, say, edits a database, it's quite obvious who bears responsibility. It's the person who did the thing. Who's to blame when an AI misuses its permissions? How do you hold an autonomous agent accountable when it's just a bundle of code? If we don't strike the right balance between enablement and constraint, we can end up with AI tools that are either too narrow to be of use or so broad they are practically ticking time bombs.
Whether it is a Gen AI system like ChatGPT or Claude, or even an enterprise LLM, trying to provide that accurate answer, but it requires access to backend systems. This interaction requires tremendous amount of identity interactions. For example, we use an HR system, right, for automated HR tasks. That is talking to payroll, that is talking to your benefits, that's talking to very personal information. And we need to think about not just one identity that's able to talk to everything and having the keys to the kingdom, but be able to go and scope who is making the request. How do you make sure that identity is propagating through that so that you're driving that accountability that we talked about earlier on? And not having that result in things like data leakage of sensitive information, enterprise data that may be compromised, or in some cases, be able to do actions that you're not supposed to do.
So when it comes to managing access for AI identities, you have some of the same concerns as you do when managing human access. You want this ID to have the access levels it needs to efficiently do its job. They can be tricked, but they at least have some defenses. The AI is a lot more naive. Its whole job is to respond to freeform prompts, so it's a lot harder for an LLM to tell a good prompt from a malicious one, which leaves them wide open to prompt injections.
Prompt injection is the next generation of social engineering. Right? Being able to go and ask a number of questions or be able to go and influence how an agentic system can behave with data poisoning or other types of behavior manipulation, right? These are examples of the risk that an agentic identity can pose.
In a prompt injection, an attacker secretly feeds a bad prompt to an AI tool. The tool, thinking this is a real prompt from a legitimate user, executes on the request. To be clear, human IDs are still by far threat actors' favorite targets because they're still the easiest to hijack. Sridhar says there's something like 800 million passwords for sale on the dark web today. 800 million. Probably more. That number is a very conservative estimate based on 2024 X-Force data. It's like if you could walk into a sketchy flea market and find 800 million house keys all lined up for $5 a pop.
So bottom line is there is a plethora of these credentials already existing. It is easy to go buy them and use them. It disguises a burglar very easily with some known, as a known user. So it becomes really difficult for professionals to be able to identify a good behavior from a bad behavior. And as a result, attackers use this often with high degree of success.
Eventually, phishing attacks on AIs might outpace attacks on humans. Last year, X-Force did some research to determine the point at which new technologies, like generative AI, become common targets for threat actors. According to that research, attackers start exploiting new tech once a single vendor reaches 50% market share, or when the market consolidates to three or fewer technologies. And as organizations bring more AI IDs into their networks, the attack surface swells like a balloon about to burst.
Machine identities are not new. We've been dealing with it for a number of years, and we understand that they have a potential risk associated with it. What is happening is, one is, as you said, AI is exploding them. And cloud workloads is another dimension that is also a reason for that explosion. These two are creating an increase in the attack surface. And from a security perspective, the broader the attack surface, the more chances that something could be attacked.
Threat actors are even now probing these expanded attack surfaces, toying with generative and agentic AI tools to figure out how they might work, discern their limits, and identify those cracks in the armor that they might slip right through.
We have started to see a lot of research activities, right? Research activities to be able to show that is possible. It's very similar to the 20 questions game, right? You think up on a name or think of everything and you ask yes, no questions. By the end of 20 questions, most of the time people are able to guess what's in your mind. Similarly, attackers can query the models to go and understand what is behind that. What we're beginning to see is a weak control could be exploited by attackers, right? We recently see a McDonald's attack where attackers were able to go and exploit a weak control through a chat interface. But we haven't seen a large-scale version of it, but it's coming. It's not because it's not possible, but it's more because it is easier to go and steal existing credentials and harvest from the 800 million existing credentials which are available versus trying to come up with something new.
But we don't have to wait for the attacks to come rolling in before we start adapting identity security to the new AI reality. Because our new AI coworkers must be protected from themselves as much as we humans do.
Whether it is acting autonomously, whether it is acting on behalf of a human, or being able to act on behalf of an agent, having a specific identity will be beneficial to be able to target or be able to identify what they're doing and then be able to bridge that accountability gap. And it's surprisingly that I have to say that because not everybody does that.
Next thing you want to do is implement a very targeted set of access controls using just-in-time or ephemeral credentials, contextual permissions, and continuous authentication. Harder than it sounds, but doable.
And it starts with having those just-in-time access, ephemeral credentials, one-time credentials. And mileage may vary, right? Depending upon what you're trying to do, you may want dynamic secrets in some cases. In some cases, you want standards like OAuth to be able to limit the scope of what you can do. In other cases, you may want to have a workload talk to another workload like Kubernetes that requires a specification like Spiffy Inspire. So I just want to go one level deeper to explain that it's not just, you know, just-in-time access tokens, but it kind of depends on what you're trying to do. Beyond that, I think things like continuous authentication becomes really important, right? It's not just one-time authentication, but be able to continuously authenticate and rotate the keys as best as possible and have some level of behavioral circuit breakers along the way, right?
Of course, technical controls are only one part of the equation.
Governance, as you know, is partly technical. So we've been talking about the technical controls. And then partly policy as well, like in terms of having a mechanism to say that, okay, this agent can only talk to certain tools and certain ecosystem, right? Especially with the open protocols like MCP, Model Context Protocol, it's become extremely easy for agents and, you know, GenAI to be able to expand their work. Being able to define those clear boundaries as well as having circuit breakers when things go bad so that you're not impacting the entire enterprise, but you're scoping to a certain level.
Sridhar also notes the importance of separation of duties. It's not a new concept by any means, but it's a pretty effective way to head off bad AI behavior without totally clipping its wings.
Policies around separation of duties, right? Agents cannot modify their own permissions. Not necessarily for malicious intent, but because they were not necessarily appropriate policies around separation of duties, segregation of duties, being able to have AI monitor AI, right?
And AI governance needs to extend beyond the immediate enterprise network. Like other kinds of software, AI apps and tools are vulnerable to supply chain attacks, where threat actors impact a number of victims by attacking a single vendor.
Nobody is building agents from scratch. Nobody is building models from scratch, right? Few companies are building them. Every vendor is going to have some level of protocol to support integration like MCP. So as a result, attacks through supply chain will also increase. So part of the governance is also, who do you talk to? Who do you not talk to? What models you take advantage of? What models you don't? What tools can you talk? What tools can't you talk? A policy-driven approach becomes really important to have a structured way of mitigating these.
Now, all of these things are actions you can take at the level of an individual organization. And that is a good start. But just like traditional IAM, AI IAM really needs shared standards, tools, and best practices to flourish. Think about how innovations like single sign-on and adaptive authentication have allowed for stronger identity security measures without hindering human users from doing their jobs. We need something similar for AI. The good news is, it is coming.
There's a realization in the industry that this needs to be done. And I've been in this industry for close to 30 years, and for the first time, I'm seeing a urgency in trying to get these things done, right? For example, I'm personally part of what we call a coalition of secure AI, which is a consortium of Microsoft and IBM and Google and Anthropic working together to be able to understand such issues and be able to not only influence the regulatory requirements, but also drive some of the standards. Things like that usually take a long time, but I've seen a exponential growth in adoption of such open initiatives, right? So are we done yet? No, but I think we are working with a level of urgency.
We've spent this whole episode talking about the headaches that AI causes, the difficulty of securing it, the ways in which it refuses to fit neatly within existing ID security paradigms. But I mean, how different is that from human workers exactly? I'm thinking about r/scams again. One post in particular. A guy who considers himself pretty savvy, in his words. He gets taken in by an absolutely classic romance scam. A fake wrong number WhatsApp message leads to some flirtation, and pretty soon the woman he thinks he's talking to starts dropping hints that she needs some money, and he thinks it's a small amount, it can't hurt, right? So he starts sending it. But he's not posting on r/scams for advice on how to deal with the situation. He's posting because he knows this looks like a scam, but he's certain it definitely isn't. And he just wants the community to confirm so he can keep sending his new girlfriend money with a clear conscience. That doesn't really sound all that different from prompt injection to me.
I think we are at an inflection point, right? Executives need to understand that AI identities are simultaneously our biggest new vulnerabilities, as well as our most powerful tool, right? So if we invest right, invest with a business approach in mind, not just a technical approach, but the business approach in mind, we can understand the risks of AI, right? Be able to go and harness the power of AI to be able to go and mitigate the risk in a manner that we are letting the good guys in and grow the business. We're just thinking about keeping the bad guys out. And organizations that embrace that quickly and with a methodical fashion will be more successful than organizations that will wait.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please subscribe to Security Intelligence wherever podcasts are found, and stay safe out there.